The readings from the second Sunday of Advent focus on joy. Baruch, in our first reading, see your children gathered. At the word of the Holy One, rejoice that they are remembered by God. Rejoice. Yes, God remembers us always. He is with us this Advent, leading us in joy, as Baruch teaches. Our responsorial psalm, similarly, the Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. These great things for us are the many gifts and blessings we recognize and receive from God, from our loving Lord. St. Paul prays in the second reading, always with joy in every prayer for all of you, we pray for others with that joy in our heart. These gifts and prayers assist us in being grateful as we prepare the way of the Lord this Advent we hear in our Gospel. And how do we do this? We do this by putting our discipleship into practice, and that's called stewardship. We continue our stewardship renewal at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We just celebrated Mary's feast day of the Immaculate Conception, and we prepare this week for our patronal feast, our patroness, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Today we celebrate second Sunday of Advent, but normally today would be St. Juan Diego, and also the dedication of this magnificent cathedral 11 years ago. Many celebrations. We today ask Mary that we be grateful stewards of her Son's many, many blessings. We have discussed the four pillars of hospitality, of stewardship, hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. We have reviewed the definition of stewardship, the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. Last week, I preached about the stewardship of almsgiving, about our tithing to the Lord in gratitude for our income. And now, finalizing this final Sunday of our stewardship renewal, commitment in faith, which will bring us joy. Commitment in faith. I have one more set of cards. Fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade children, would you please, one more set. This is the blue cards. Fourth, fifth, sixth grade children, come please help me pass these cards out to everybody. Don't forget the choir. Oh, we got a big choir today. Don't forget the servers. Don't forget our holy priests. And the other priests, too. What is commitment? What is commitment? The dictionary says commitment is to pledge or bind to a certain course or policy. To pledge or bind to a certain course or policy. I'd like to give three examples on this pledging and binding, committing. First, I was invited a few years ago to a K-State versus Kansas football game. Has anybody been to a K-State versus Kansas football game? What an event! The tailgate party was amazing. The folks who invited us said this parking space costs $1,000 a season for about five home games. Have you ever parked for $200 for 3 hours to eat a couple of hot dogs? That doesn't even count the cost of the game. Some people didn't even go into the game. They just sat in the parking lot. They paid enough for it. What a commitment to football. 22 guys chasing an oblong ball around a field. Whew. Well, this isn't really the commitment we're talking about, is it? Let's have a second example, a more profound example of a commitment. In October, we had wedding anniversary mass. we had the beautiful gift of the married couples celebrating their great commitment toward each other. And that is a commitment. We had several couples 60 years married or more. Did you hit 60 years or more? Not quite yet. Now, we're talking about a true binding, a true commitment of unconditional love and devotion and sacrifice. This kind of commitment is closer to the mark of what we're talking about, joy in each other and in the Lord. Now, one more example of commitment, the greatest commitment, the greatest promise, the greatest pledge we can make. Of course, it's our commitment to Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church. Raise your hand if you didn't get a blue card. Everybody get a blue card way over here. Help over here, please. Thank you. Our commitment to Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church. Jesus is our Savior, our brother, our friend. He gave His life for us to take away our sins, to bring us to heaven. And we want to commit to Him. We desire to commit our lives to Him as well. We promise to follow Jesus. We commit our time, our ability, and our alms to the Lord. We know that we will receive joy in this commitment because we are putting first what is first, our loving Lord. We are preparing the way this Advent for our eternal destiny by committing to Jesus first. How do we do that? How do we do that? We do that by renewing our commitment to the Lord. How about commitment in a practical sense, in a yearly basis? Let me ask a question. Do you celebrate a birthday? Do you have a birthday every year? Maybe this year you'll skip a year or two. What? You can't imagine? You celebrate a birthday every single year. Your family's committed to you. I can see a yearly birthday. How about anniversary? Honey, we celebrated anniversary last year. Do we have to do it again? Well, of course we celebrate our anniversary of our wedding every year. Similarly, with our stewardship renewal here at the parish, every year we recommit ourselves to the Lord. That doesn't mean we didn't commit last year or the year before, but it's a recommitment, just like we celebrate that birthday every year, that anniversary every year. Coming in the mail this week is our stewardship renewal guide, called our ministry guide for the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. You'll get this, all registered households, in the mail. If we don't have your mailing address, or if you've moved, or if you're new to the parish, we'll have some of these next week out in the entrance. This will help us recommit ourselves to the Lord. In it are the many ministries and organizations of the parish, our time and ability form, and our almsgiving, our tithing form. Please prayerfully discuss this as a family. Complete it this week in honor of our Blessed Mother, in this week of her great feast, the patroness of our church, the patroness of our diocese, the patroness of all the Americas. Return it next week in the collection basket. Let us recommit ourselves to our loving Lord this week. In it, the time and ability form has three columns: I for interested, C for continue involvement, and L for leaving the ministry. Maybe you're interested in your prayerful discernment to something new. Sign up for something new. We'll give you a call and see how you might want to get involved. Some things you'd like to do and continue, like the choir, for example. We'll do more examples later. Continued involvement. You say, well, I'm always there every week. Everybody knows that. It's that commitment, and it's that clarity for the office staff and the leaders. You want to continue in this ministry. And finally, possibly, you've kind of given all you can to this particular ministry, and you want to leave the ministry and join something else. Maybe it's time to step away from the choir. Maybe my voice is giving out on me or something. Maybe it's time I would want to be involved in something else, and I'd like to leave this ministry. Please, the adult form, fill that out. For our young people, ages 10 through 17, raise your hand if you're ages 10 through 17. 10 through 17? You must be old. 10 through 17. You are important to us. You are important to us, you 10 through 17-year-olds, and everybody else is. There's a form for the youth. This week, when you get home from school, you say, "Mom and Dad, did the youth form come? I'm important. I need to fill out that youth form." Got it? Got it? Okay. Also, there is the stewardship of almsgiving form, our tithing commitment form. Prayerfully, as we discussed last week, be grateful to the Lord for the blessing of your income. Generously, sacrificially, determine as a family what you're going to commit to in the collection basket every Sunday. Stick with it. Be not afraid. Trust. Show your love to Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church and Our Lady of Guadalupe and our parish. Okay, are you ready? Examples. Examples, examples. Ready, fourth grade. Ready for an example. Fourth graders, come. I have an example of our choir, our musicians. You can't wait to be singled out, can you? Fourth graders, have a seat right here, please. Let's take a look at five examples of how we put this into practice. First of all, a little review. Fourth graders, are you here? Come on and have a seat right in the choir area. Are you ready? Oops, I was about to say something in Spanish. That won't work. English. Okay, remember a little review. What does hospitality mean? One of the four pillars. The shortcut for hospitality means I love you. Hospitality, I love you. And one area of showing our love and generous sacrifice is our choir, our cantor, our musicians, our instrumentalists. They say, "I love you" by leading the parish in worship in our masses. Thank you for saying, "I love you." Maybe you would like to join the choir, cantor. Anybody play piano, strum the guitar, play the drums? Maybe you are called to join the choir to reach out in deeper hospitality to this parish. Prayerfully discern that. Many, many examples in the ministry guide of other ways to help with hospitality. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I need your outside voice. Pretend you're outside. This is almost outside. It's so big. Thank you, Jesus. Help me be generous and bring joy to others. Okay, thank you, fourth grade. Third graders, come on up. Come on up, third grade, to the altar. Our second pillar is prayer. Third grade, come on up, way up to the altar. Touch the altar. Third grade. Remember what prayer means. The short definition of prayer, come on up, third grade, no third graders over there. Touch the altar. What does prayer mean? Prayer means I love God. I love God. Hospitality, I love you. Prayer, I love God. There are many, many prayer opportunities we have at the parish here. Prayer groups, Bible study groups. We have adoration in the chapel 24/7, right on the other side of that wall. Maybe you're called to sign up for an hour, or maybe just to stop by for a while. Prayer. how important that is, to devote our relationship, develop our relationship with our loving God. Okay, are you ready? Thank you, Jesus. I can't hear you. Thank you, Jesus. Help me find you. The way, the truth, and the life. In the Holy Eucharist. Thank you, thank you. And second grade, where are you? Come on up, second grade. This is very special, this second grade. And why is this second grade so important for formation, the pillar of formation? Come up to me, second grade, way up here. Have you ever been way up here? Well, it's about time you are. Come, come, come. Way up the ramp, by the candles, by the Blessed Virgin statue. Formation. Formation is crucial for this age. And wonder why I'm saying that. Formation means what? I love our Catholic faith. Formation. I love our Catholic faith. There are extraordinary opportunities here. Sacred Heart Catholic School, I see our principal over there. Our PSR, all our adult education opportunities. And why is second grade so important with formation? You are getting ready for First Reconciliation and next spring, First Communion. Ooh, how special. This is forming you to know Jesus better. And we want everyone to take advantage of our formation opportunities here at our cathedral parish. Are you ready in your outside voice? Thank you, Jesus. Lead me to a deeper faith. This year of faith. Through your word and your Catholic Church. Thank you. You can go back. In first grade, you've been waiting first grade, and kindergarten are going to be in a minute. First grade, come on and follow me. Are you in first grade? We're going to come this way. You're very confident. Some are shy, some are confident. Who are first grade? Come back here. We have a beautiful example, the perfect example of service. The fourth pillar of service. Fourth grade, way back here. Touch the crucifix. Touch. If you can't reach the feet, touch the bottom. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. Touch. Touch. Touch the crucifix. Touch the crucifix. The greatest example of service, Jesus on the cross, giving and giving and giving. He gave his whole life for you and me. Can we serve? Can we give to another sacrificially and generously? There are dozens and dozens of organizations and committees in our parish who serve the sick, who serve the poor, and in our diocese, Catholic Social Services, serving the least of our brothers and sisters. We are called to give generously of our ability, our time, our almsgiving in service. What do you think? Okay, are you ready with your loud voice? Pretend you're mad at your older brothers and sisters. You know that kind of voice? Ready? Thank you, Jesus. Well, we'll try that one again. Repeat after me. Ready? Thank you, Jesus. Help me to build up community. Very good. Thank you, first grade. And finally, the last ones. Kindergarten, you've been waiting all morning to come on up. Kindergarten, kindergarten. There's got to be some kindergartners in here. Come, come, come. You've been waiting all year for this. You've been waiting your entire long life for this. Kindergarten, where are you? Our last gift, the gift of our treasure, the gift. Come on here and sit right down here. Can you sit right down with your bishop? Right there on that step. We have one kindergarten in our whole parish. What do you think about that? Are you ready? Kindergarten. Jesus gives us our gift of our income. What's this basket for? To bring your donuts and put in here? Nope. to keep your puppy in here? Nope. It's to bring, what do you bring up? To bring your money or your coins, don't you? And the Lord blesses us with our income, and we want to generously, sacrificially, proportionately give our blessings back to the Lord in the collection basket every Sunday. You remember that? Okay. Can you help me with your loud voice? Say after me. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to give to you. Thank you, thank you. You can go back. Well, our beautiful gift of stewardship, gratefully responding to the Lord as Christian disciples, recognizing and receiving these bountiful gifts from God and sharing these gifts because we love God and we love neighbor. You can go back now. Hello, hello. You can go back to your family now. Thank you. Let us renew our stewardship commitment to Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church this week. Let us open our heart to His love of how we can commit, pledge ourselves, promise ourselves to Him. Jesus loves us more than we can ask or imagine. Let us receive His joy.